December 30th. Register for your chance to see the Vikings play Chicago on December 16th at gameday.eganmn.com. That's gameday.eganmn.com.
I'm not trying to brag, but my family and I have the best looking house in our entire neighborhood. Everybody keeps coming up and telling us how great our holiday decorations look. Hey, it's Whip from the Morning Mix. And it's all because of our great friends at It's a Wonderful Light, who did an incredible job with custom design, installation. They do maintenance and takedown too. Visit IAWlight.com for a free consultation and see how they can make your home shine like they did mine. That's IAWlight.com, and make this season the brightest yet.
Finding the perfect gifts for everyone on your list takes time, and the holidays can get a little busy. So let Macy's help you get a jump on your shopping with our Black Friday sale happening right now. It's your chance to find the best deals on the best gifts before the holiday rush, like cozy puffers and coats and more of the season's best styles. So get your gifts at Macy's now, and when you're cool, calm, and collected during holiday crunch time, you'll have yourself and Macy's to thank. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you're looking for an Affordable Care Act health insurance plan, you have good timing. It's the open enrollment period, and there's an easy way to search. Health Markets. At healthmarkets.com, you can see a list of ACA plans available to you in your area. If you have questions, or when you're ready to choose a plan, there are licensed insurance agents ready to help you apply. See how easy it can be to find your next health insurance plan at healthmarkets.com. Health Markets Insurance Agency, Inc. is licensed as an insurance agency nationwide except in Massachusetts.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. It's getting easier for your business to switch to electric vehicles. Learn more at comed.com/clean.
The Morning Mix, and here we are. We have found ourselves entering the most wonderful time of the year. The most wonderful time of the year brings about a lot of fun, gift giving, holiday season, Thanksgiving's coming, and we want to hang out with you, our Morning Mix, live on stage, happening at the Beverly Arts Center in beautiful Beverly. We're taking this thing to the South Side on Tuesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. The three of us live on stage with Mixing Music Club artist Sarah Reeves. It's going to be exciting. Nikki already psyching herself up to be live on stage in front of all of you.
How's she doing that?
Drinking
is what
she's doing. Well, that's a constant.
No, I get horrible stage fright.
No, I understand. I know. Yeah,
I love it.
I
like, you
it.
Could just do it all the time.
I do.
Whip, you're pretty good. I think it doesn't bother you as much.
I don't seek it out. I don't crave it, but it doesn't bother me.
I don't know. I like it. I enjoy it.
I got into radio to hide.
Right. Yeah. And then we're like, hey, here's what we're going to do. Yeah. We're like, why?
Right.
Well, because we want to be with you, and we're raising money all to help people in the Beverly area get access to arts education, which is important to us. And so we're joyous and excited to be a part of that.
Totally.
Buy your tickets by texting BAC to 312-233-1019. You'll get the link, tap through, and go ahead and buy your tickets so that you can join us live on stage at the Beverly Arts Center on Tuesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a blast. A lot of fun surprises in store. A live performance from Sarah Reeves, Mixed New Music Club artist. Live features from the show, like one coming up in a few minutes here on The Mix. You'll hear Whip do a hot take live, Thursday Freestyle live. We're also going to bring you up on stage for some fun ticket giveaways, the whole shabooty. So it's going to be a blast. We want to see you there. So get ready. Also, it's good and it's worth noting, according to a recent survey, 40% of us are trying as hard as we can to do as many good deeds as we can before the end of the year to make up for all the crap we did this year. So this is a good deed. It's $20. You're making a donation. Come on.
Makes sense.
Text BAC to 312-233-1019. And if you like Beck, well, he's got a great one. It's Whip in the newsroom.
22 people were stuck on a ride at Knott's Berry Farm in California for over 2 hours. You might have seen the video where they're just sitting up there, like not knowing when they're going to get to come down. As one person, I'm sure it would be horrible. I'm sure it would be terrible. As one person put it, though, we felt like we were going to die. All right, spun two times around. Then we hit the top and it stopped, shut down, got stuck up there, started panicking some people, but eventually they came and got them down. But that can be uncomfortable.
Ugh. Do we know if they were upside down?
I don't think they were in this case, but there have been instances of that where that would absolutely feel like you were going to die, in my opinion.
100%.
My opinion.
Pass out.
Yeah, spider smuggler arrested with hundreds of tarantulas taped to body as he tries to fly out of Peru. Oh. I don't know how the TSA operates there, but you would think this would be pretty easily spotted. A South Korean man has been arrested after trying to fly out of the capital of Peru with hundreds of tarantulas literally taped to his body. I say literally because I actually mean literally this time.
I mean, you would see him because he'd be like,
yeah, right.
The whole time. I don't know. Like,
no way.
Yesterday we had hamsters on a plane. Yeah. Earlier, a guy's got a Komodo dragon in his flaps. Now we got spiders. What's going on?
People are unafraid.
They're very unafraid.
Finally, everything's heavy underground. Canadian rock band is now in the Guinness Book of World Records after playing the world's deepest concert right there underground in a mine. This happened in Canada. The Miners and Sons band played a set 8,086 feet and 11 inches under sea level inside the Kidd Mine in Timmins, Ontario, Canada, to break a world record. And they shattered it, too, by a couple thousand feet. That was the previous record of 6,200 feet by a band called the Shaft Bottom Boys. That happened in Ontario. This is a Canadian thing.
This band is called the Miners and Sons.
Yeah, what are the odds? Miners and Sons breaking the record of the Shaft Bottom Boys. I get this weird feeling it's the same people who've renamed themselves and they're the only ones who are interested in doing this.
Right.
I don't know, but anyway, it sounds like all kinds of fun up in Canada.
The Shaft Bottom Boys?
That's
correct.
Like the, what's the band in,
I'm thinking Fat Bottom Girls.
Fat Bottom
right?
Girls,
yeah.
Queen.
Sure.
But then, the Soggy Bottom Boys, isn't that George Clooney?
Clooney and John Turturro from some movie.
What is that movie?
I can't remember, but I remember.
You know the
I remember
movie.
That it existed.
It's a great movie. It's Coen Brothers movie.
Yes, yeah.
Thou Shall Art.
Bro, Brother Art Thou.
That's
there we go.
That's it. Yep, yep.
No, he said Thou Shall Art.
Oh, I thought, I think you didn't say it, but.
Sure.
Let's not. Thou did.
Never know.
What?
Oh,
man.
That's the underground version.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna, that's what they're doing down the shaft,
might
apparently.
Might be. Moving to sports, and they play a lot of hockey in Canada. They also play it here, though, and the Blackhawks lost to the Ducks. They're from Anaheim at the United Center last night. Bulls in Milwaukee tonight. Northern Illinois fell to Miami of Ohio in football last night. Mixed weather, rainy, then maybe rain mixed with snow later and a high in the upper 40s. Then we get back down to the low 30s. Snow showers likely tonight, and then maybe like a significant amount of snow tomorrow. We'll see, though. Right now, 42 weather brought to you by our good friends. And in this case, our good friends are at Whole Foods Market. Save on pantry staples at Whole Foods Market. Get 25% off 365 by Whole Foods Market. Select baking essentials with Prime through November 28th. Stock up on must-haves for holiday dessert recipes while supplies last. Shop in-store or online. And terms apply with your Mixed News update at 8:06. Coming up in your next Mixed News, what's going to be on your Thanksgiving table? Hot dogs. Why it's appropriate on the mix.
And Whip's going to heat things up on the morning mix.
WTMX FM and HD1 Skokie, Chicago.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately, I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives me, he can take away. And I hold you every night, and that's a feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose you. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take this beauty. I found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my faith. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love.
want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
There he is, Benson the Booner, right there on the morning mix.
He'll be part of the... No, he's not part of the CMAs. I almost said he's part of the CMAs. I just lumped him in because it's Teddy Sims and
why not?
They should. Why the heck not?
Yeah, just get in there. Music. It's all just music now. You know, it's all just like...
It'd be fun if he didn't even sing. He just ran and flipped.
That's all he does.
He does backflips. Just backflip in front of the stage and keep going.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on the gymnastics team for the U.S. and wherever next. Yeah. So get ready. Boy, he might be freaking out about that. You know, he might be worried. Whip might, I don't know if today's hot take is about the CMAs, but I did get to watch Whip write it yesterday, which was exciting.
Drop it. Pure emotion, he's never fake. Hey! Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with hot take.
Yeah, buddy.
What's more exciting, watching paint dry, grass grow, or me sitting there typing?
Dude, he was so lost in thought. There were several times I walked by, and his studio, Nikki was recording. You were recording in his office.
This hot take is going to be about
studio?
Me.
Yeah,
it
might be.
It's going to be called the bee in my studio.
He was the bee in my studio.
That's a poem I'm working on for later.
I can't wait. We should do poetry night.
Right, exactly.
Coming your way. So, but Whip was just sitting in the open space here at the office, and he wrote it on his phone, and I would just walk by, and he was just like quizzically, like either looking into space or looking down at his phone, and I'm excited to hear the product.
Yeah, everybody prepare to be disappointed. So we're 8 days away from Thanksgiving, a time of food and family and football. Look at that. We just realized we love it so much, we give 3 F's about it. Generally speaking, Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays are seen as joyous occasions. In recent years, however, there's also been this prevailing idea that these family holidays are also filled with the opposite of fun and good cheer. The notion that gets floated all the time that the holidays are going to be full of great stress and strife and strange family dynamics that always result in conflict, like this.
Oh, Mom, I'm going to have sex with Tim. Happy Thanksgiving, Mom.
Okay, or she's going to have sex with Tim. Hey, Mom, happy Thanksgiving, or maybe this.
Look, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
You know, someone introduces a dirtbag boyfriend or girlfriend or accidentally spoils the beans or spills them about living in sin or shows off a new tattoo Mom didn't want them to get or someone else bringing up a long-forgotten family skeleton in front of everybody after drinking too much, resulting in a scuffle between relatives and leaving the people at the kids' table giggling and Grandma wishing everybody a happy 4th of July. Or maybe it's Grandpa making an inappropriate comment about the sideline reporter on the NFL game or the turkey ending up in somebody's lap after Mom accidentally knocks the whole bird off the table while trying to carve it. Or that out-of-town cousin pulling up some adults-only videos over at the kids' table. Again, with the kids' table. Or your uncle's toupee falling off and getting put back on sideways. Or the one that gets mentioned most often, some political commentary upsetting somebody else at the table, resulting in a generational war of words right before the meal, with Mom just trying to keep the peace. It all sounds very dramatic and or hilarious. My question is, though, does any of that stuff actually happen in real life, at least with any regularity? Or have we all just seen movies like Home for the Holidays and Christmas Vacation one too many times? Because I'm pretty sure that's where all this stuff comes from. Some screenwriter's idea of what the holidays are like, or at least what makes for a compelling script. My guess is 99% of family holiday dinners, there's no drama. Everybody gets along pretty well. Nobody springs any surprises or exposes any family secrets. And the only real negative thing that happens is you quadrupled your usual calorie count and ended up having to ask Dad if they still keep the plunger under the sink. But in terms of anything really crazy happening, as your grandpa might say in the big intergenerational fictional family fights, that's a bunch of hogwash.
Drop it. Pure emotion, he's never fake. Yeah. Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. Ooh. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with hot take.
I've seen some things.
Okay, see, I thought this was more like fights at a wedding. Who's seen them? And then, you know, they happen, but apparently you've seen some things.
What did I just click? Sorry. Yeah, time and time again.
I've had a couple.
Yeah.
Not so much. I feel like it's more Christmas than Thanksgiving.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't know why. I think it's maybe because it starts with a brunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like an
involved.
All day.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah.
I think it is a little on steroids in the movies.
Yeah.
But I do think, I mean, in my experience, some of the things you referenced, I've seen them.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Has anyone had crying at the table?
Oh, yeah. We've had totally crying.
I've had my grandmother cry at the table.
We've had crying at Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
was, you know, old.
Someone gets up, cries, leaves.
Okay. I mean, yeah, little kids cry, sure.
Flip, I want to go to your house.
Yeah, your house sounds awesome.
Pretty boring. No, I just think this was one of the Yeah, I thought this was just one of those cliches, like life imitates art kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, I think art makes life a little exaggerated, but, you know,
sure,
it's all there. You know, you're going to have that 16-year-old niece or nephew sitting there, and you're going to be like, hey, so what have you been up to this year? And they're going to say,
got my driver's license last week.
That's good.
Like we always talked about, because you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying because you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs. 'Cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone. Guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. 'Cause you said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kinda feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home. Your street.
Holidays, baby. They're coming up hot and heavy. Whip's hot take. You know, we were in here just chatting, Whip. I wonder, I think the bigger the family gathering, the more likely it is that some S is going to go down. I could be wrong, but I feel like, are your family gatherings, I know it's you and your brother, are they a little smaller?
Yeah, they're pretty small.
Yeah, so yeah. I wonder if that's part of it. It's a little easier when it's small.
When you start getting a lot of, like, cousins, second cousins, third cousins, aunt that's not really your aunt, but a friend
but
of
a
your
friend,
mom.
Right, who's got judgment ideas. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like anytime any wildness has happened at a family gathering, Like there was, you know, when my grandmother, after my grandfather had died, my grandmother, it was hard because he was gone. So then she would get upset that he was gone. So that would happen, you know, stuff like that. But it was always the big gathering when everybody's together.
Yeah.
If it's just like me and my family and my, it's, you know, nothing's really going on.
What happened at work today? Nothing.
Exactly.
My dad. I used to like your hair when you cut it different. Yeah. Oh, thanks, Dad. How was the drive over?
That's, come on. Every parent asks that when you go, how was the drive over?
Mm-hmm. That was fine.
Okay.
You took the Kennedy or did you take 14?
That's exactly the discussion.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's Thanksgiving. There's not many people on the road. You know.
Hey, so TV's out. The TV's out? What are you talking about?
Right.
Let's get a look at these roads this morning, which Olivia Rodrigo is driving on.
Yes, inbound Eames, 18 minutes. Lake Hook to Montrose, outbound 31 minutes. Inbound Kennedy, an hour 40 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, outbound 59 minutes. Inbound Eisenhower, an hour 15 minutes, 390 to the old post office. On the reverse, you get 48 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, an hour 10 minutes, 355 to DeSable Lakeshore Drive, outbound 48. And then inbound Dan Ryan, 37 minutes from 95th to the interchange. This traffic report is brought to you by the Free Mix app, which is what you need if you want to go see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. Your chance to qualify with a code word happening tomorrow at 720.
That's right.
All the way, 720 to 420. But the whole deal is you need the Mix app to win. So make sure you get it free at the Apple App Store or Google Play.
I will say just one last thought on this. To Whip's point, the movies wouldn't do well if they were just hunky-dory. So I think that's why they got to pour gasoline on everything in the movies, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, I feel like it was like a line of society. But again, I was a kid at one point and I didn't. But I feel like once all these movies started coming out, and I feel like there have been a million.
Yeah.
Then I always hear people after that say, oh, no, Uncle John's going to make some comment about it. And I feel like it's almost like a self-fulfilling thing. Like 100%. In their mind, they've conflated these movies with real life. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not in anybody else's house.
No, that skit, Drunk Uncle on Saturday.
Yeah, Drunk Uncle.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, a million of those. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what we have every year? It seems like every year at a family gathering, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, every year, at some point, someone spills something. And that becomes the moment. Like, somebody will spill like a whole beer on the rug. Oh, no. Red wine on a couch. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Gravy on your slacks, you know? And then you're sitting there like,
I want to look him straight in the eye. And I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-legged, worm-headed sack of monkey he is.
You sure?
Hallelujah.
Oh, man.
Holy shit.
Oh.
Where's the Tylenol?
I mean, the turkey was a little dry, but to say all that.
Tis the season to be winning.
Now, the Mix is sending you to Mars.
Hey, guys, this is Bruno Mars on The Mix.
Believe it, just watch.
The Mix really big concert fix.
Jets you to Vegas for Bruno Mars at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
See Bruno Mars live in Vegas on December 18th. Win it on our free Mix app.
How do I win?
Win your shot every hour.
Every hour tomorrow.
7:20 a.m. to 4:20 p.m.
That's exciting.
Get your Bruno Mars concert codes at 20 after each hour.
Enter the codes on our free Mix app for your chance to see Bruno live in Vegas for Christmas.
Hashtag blessed.
For a bonus chance to win, just register now and listen on our free Mix app.
Get it right now in the Apple App Store or Google Play.
This is so crazy.
The Mix really big concert fix.
Starring Bruno Mars live in Vegas for Christmas.
Hey, this is Bruno Mars wishing you happy holidays.
From today's Variety, 101.9 The Mix.
Get the morning mix on the go with the free Mix app. Available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. More of the Morning Mix next on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from the Morning Mix, and because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work, he did not want surgery, and he didn't want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at Salsa Night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Ooh, we got a question. Brian W. asks, it's the holiday season and I'm looking for deals. Is Xfinity having a Black Friday sale?
Well, Brian, our best deals of the year are here. Get iPhone 16 Pro on us. Just ask us how. Plus, you can also get fast, reliable Xfinity internet with a line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited for a great low price.
So don't wait. Bring home a new iPhone 16 Pro built for Apple intelligence.
And connect to reliable 5G and Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on Xfinity Mobile.
That's a big deal.
More like a gig deal.
Now through December 3rd, ask how to get the new iPhone 16 Pro on us with an unlimited plus line. Plus, get 300 megabit Xfinity internet and an unlimited mobile line together for only $35 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/Black Friday sale to learn more. Restrictions apply. Requires proposable and auto pay through bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. Gig speeds available via hotspots to Xfinity Mobile customers only. Reduced speeds after use of monthly data included with your data option. Actual internet speeds and data thresholds may vary.
At American Sale, we're known for having the largest selection of Christmas trees and decor. Stroll through our Christmas forest and choose from hundreds of trees ready to take home. Shop thousands of holiday decor items in our Christmas market. And right now, during our Home for the Holiday sales event, you can save up to 70% and get 0% financing for 60 months. See store for details. Get great deals on a new hot tub, pool table, trampoline, and more. And always get our lowest price. American Sale, helping you bring the fun home.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
We're back on Nada Yada Island Confessions. Benny is about to tell us how he found two loves. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks to Metro, I found iPhone 12 and Apple Watch SE.
At Metro, get both iPhone 12 with 5G and Apple Watch SE for only $99.99. Holidays with Nada Yada Yada, only at Metro by T-Mobile.
Bring your number and ID, sign up for Metro Flex Plus, and add a watch line. Not available if you're with T-Mobile or been with Metro in the past 180 days. Limit 2 per account.
Hey, it's Nikki from The Morning Mix, and for years we talked about replacing some furniture, but every time we would go look, I'll be honest, we ended up in stores that were way too expensive, way out of our price range, or we would end up somewhere where the quality was so bad, you'd sit down and go, yeah, this thing isn't going to last a year. But that totally changed once we stepped into a Steinhoffel's. We set a budget, we found some stuff we really liked, we actually got in under budget without sacrificing the quality. In fact, we've had it for a couple of months now. People come over and they compliment it. It's great, it's comfortable, we love it as a family, and it's even easier to go to Steinhoffel's now because they have a new one coming to Orland Park in Orland Park Place, 100,000 square foot superstore, so you can go in and actually check out the furniture that you're going to be living with and loving from Steinhoffel's. They're Chicagoland's furniture and mattress leader. They have something for every style, every budget. They really do. And that's why they're celebrating their 90th anniversary. 100% employee owned, fourth generation, family run business. They know what they're doing. So go visit one of their showrooms now open in Schaumburg on Gulf Road and on the way to Orland Park in Orland Park Place. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's.
Choosing the right candidates for any office can be difficult.
My office has lots of drama.
I share my office. But no matter what kind of office you have, if you're hiring, you need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the most qualified candidates for your roles fast. So, for any kind of office.
I'm really going places in my office.
Count on ZipRecruiter to find the right candidates for it. Try ZipRecruiter for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Again, scent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte. Plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
Little S word coming our way later. Yee. The dusting of the S word. Yeah, you're going to get the S's later. Snows. Oh, hon, I got the snows. Oh, geez. However, I found a hack. I like a good hack. though I don't know that I'm going to try this one, and your neighbors may think you're crazy, but there's a hack that's popped up on social media now that people are using to make their windshields waterproof.
Oh.
It's not Rain-X.
Oh.
Which, do they use that in hotels? Have you ever been in a hotel, like a Holiday Inn or something? You get out of the shower, and there's a perfect square of no fog on the mirror. I think they're putting, Rain-X on there, or anti-fog or something. Anyway, I like that. I got to do that at home, and I don't. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's the hack. You want your windshield to be waterproof this winter? Look no further than your friendly potato. Slice the potato in half. Then you're going to take the white middle part of the potato and rub it all over your windshield. It will make the glass waterproof. Apparently, the starch in the potato will create a protective film preventing moisture from sticking to the surface. No word on how long it lasts. But try it tonight. When you get home and your windshield's dry, slice a potato and rub it all over the windshield. I'm assuming it's going to leave a little bit of a film that you're going to see, like a fogginess to it. But
like a smear. You know how, if you have a potato, it leaves kind of a creamy, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so it's going to have something.
That rain will run right off like red wine on your grandmother's protective couch. So that's what they're saying, to give it a shot. If it's going to snow, if it's going to rain, potato the old windshield. Not a banana in the tailpipe, but a potato on the windshield.
It's definitely
that. Yeah, well, you're going to put a banana in the, banana in the tailpipe. But a potato on the windshield. Something to consider. For more news you can use.
Yeah.
Let's go to Whip.
There's one thing you could actually use, I think, coming up in the news in just a second. First, though, something you may or may not be able to use. I'm not sure what your investment strategies are, but the Dow is up 71 to start the trading day. The NASDAQ down about 29. And the S&P 500 is down very slightly. Now, this is kind of interesting. They have just put out the official NHL team valuations for 2024. Where do the Blackhawks stack up? Well, they're the seventh most valuable team in the NHL with a worth of $2.6 billion, according to this report, which was apparently sanctioned by CNBC. Anyway, Edmonton Oilers, Boston Bruins, LA Kings, Montreal Canadiens, New York Rangers, and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Those are the teams in front of the Hawks, with the Maple Leafs coming in first place with a value of $4 billion. Your least valuable team is the Columbus Blue Jackets at just $1 billion. Just.
Oh, Rihanna could buy them.
Is she in the market for a hockey team?
You got to have that money.
Yeah, she's got a lot of other stuff. Maybe she wants a hockey team.
Yeah, why not? They'd all be wearing her Savage Fenty.
They'd be very happy.
Yeah. I mean, if she'd buy them with just the onesie line she's released.
Yeah, right.
Not even much. Just, I'm just going to put the proceeds of this onesie line to the Columbus, what are they, the Blue Jackets?
Blue Jackets.
Yeah. The Blue Jackets taking the ice in their customary lingerie tonight, ready to fire pucks through lace.
Yes. All right. You cannot afford a home, or it's very, very difficult if you live in our area or in the area of a lot of big cities around the country. However, they've just put out a list of the 10 U.S. metros with the highest share of what they would term affordable homes. Now, I'll get to one of the cities in particular, but first, from 10 to 1, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Birmingham, Alabama, Baltimore, Cleveland, Indianapolis. We'll skip number 4. Buffalo, St. Louis, and Pittsburgh. That's where you'll find the most percentage of available affordable homes, quote unquote. And also, you can afford a house in
Detroit.
Can I remember this girl with pink hair in Detroit?
Detroit City.
Get there and regale love them that. With your knowledge of Detroit in songs.
Love that.
Yeah. All right. If you're listening on the live stream right now, then good morning to you. If you've registered your account, and what happens then is you go to the Free Mix app, you download it, you register your account, and then you listen all day, every day, all the time, or as often as humanly possible for your chance to win great prizes. Now, Lisa in Shorewood is doing that right now. Jeff is in Lyle. Jacqueline is in Wadsworth. Susie in Morton Grove. Dawn in Park Ridge. Scott in Hobart, Indiana. Tracy is in Bartlett. Tina's in Des Plaines, and we have Kennedy in Glenview.
Cool.
All of them checking us out on the live stream and possibly winning some great stuff.
Check this out. I mean, all the big tickets. Get your tickets to see Justin Timberlake on Valentine's Day at United Center. If Thanksgiving's coming up hot and heavy, just wait. It's going to be Valentine's Day before we know it. Oasis, live at Soldier Field, August 28th.
Yep.
Sorry, just double checking that. August 28th, so get that.
The day won't matter anyway.
Yes. They're going to be fighting
eventually,
by the way.
We'll see.
But win the tickets anyway.
Yeah.
Also get your tickets to see Coldplay. That'll for sure happen because those English boys, they are on time and they are punctual. Don't worry about that. But just added, which made me kind of guffaw. I didn't even know we had these. Just added as of like in a few hours ago. Win your tickets to see Post Malone live at Wrigley Field. Whoa. Now on the free Mix app. Watch out with Jelly Roll on their big ass stadium tour. That's what it's called. Win those tickets right now on the free Mix app, where now there is an image that literally just says big ass on it. So he's really taking over.
That's great. All right. Sports. Blackhawks lose to the Anaheim Ducks at the United Center, but they don't care because their franchise is worth more, as we just learned. Bulls in Milwaukee tonight. Northern Illinois fell to Miami of Ohio in football, too. Mixed weather, rainy, then maybe some rain mixed with snow later on, and a high in the upper 40s. Then we get back to the low 30s with snow showers likely tonight. So it's finally coming. 42 now. Weather is brought to us by our good friends at Glenview Luxury Imports. Maserati of Glenview will make your holidays exceptional in a new Maserati Grecale for $699 a month. And this month, your first payment is on them. New Grecales for $699 a month, and your first payment is on them. This month only at Maserati of Glenview with your Mixed News update at... what time is it? 8:34 coming up in your next Mix News. I promise I really will tell you about those Thanksgiving hot dogs on the Mix.
And we explore Nikki's past. The highs, the lows. Next on the Morning Mix.
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter all over the room. Pink flamingos in the pool. I smell like a mini bar. DJ's passed out in the yard. Bobby's on the barbecue. This a hickey or a bruise. Pictures of
Hilarious. Woo, way to go. Morning Mix, here we are, and we are going to dive into Nikki's past for a moment.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Now, we know Nikki, the radio star. Yeah. We know Nikki, the music director. We know Nikki, the mother, Nikki, the wife. We know Nikki, the badass. We know Nikki, the vodka pro.
Yep.
The wine sommelier.
Okay.
We know Nikki, the Italian. We know Nikki, the Detroiter. I don't think we spent enough time talking about Nikki, the cheerleader.
Okay. You bet.
Okay.
Wow.
N-I-K-K-I. You are on the mix. All right. This is great. Nikki, the cheerleader. The reason I bring this up is, at what age range were you a cheerleader?
Sixth, seventh, eighth, part of ninth, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
And how close were you to Merrill, Michigan? Where's Merrill?
I don't know. Holy moly.
Market. Hey, I'd... market.
Yeah, wait a market. Second.
Day, date, time, weather. Where is the sun in the sky?
Wow.
Nikki does not know a city in Michigan. Are you even a Michigander?
Is this all a lie?
When you look it up, it's going to be really close to a city you know intimately. I almost get
by the zoo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in Sagnasty.
There we go.
That's why. So it's near Sagno. Got it.
Well, look at this. There is a 97-year-old woman out of Merrill, Michigan, who has gone back to cheer with her old high school cheerleading team.
You're never too old, baby.
That's so nice.
Come on.
They threw her up in the air. She did three flips. They missed her. Everything's fine.
No. Is her name Merrill?
No,
sounds,
you know,
like
what?
It would be.
Her name is Lejeune Doring.
Okay.
I think it's Ilgene.
Oh. Okay.
The current cheer team surprised her at her assisted living center and brought her her own uniform. She was so embarrassed but had a blast, she said.
That's great.
How cute is that? Now, Nikki, you were a cheerleader for the what?
The Avondale Yellow Jackets.
Yellow Jackets. Is that why you like that show now on Max?
I think about it all the time, yeah.
So what was your role on the squad?
We all had kind of generic, group stuff. I was the one during football games, though. I was the only one who could do a round off and back handsprings.
Wow.
So after, we would make our little pyramid thing, I would run in front of everybody and then do flips.
All right, here, we've cleared a table out.
Yes.
Take it away. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on a second. Hang on. Here we go.
Peace and love. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
Oh, come on. You're not going to do it? All right. Fine. My sister was a cheerleader growing up, and she was in eighth grade when I was in sixth grade. And the way they would do the basketball games, it'd be sixth graders, seventh graders, eighth graders. And we would just spend the whole day at the gym while we all played basketball, and then she cheered, right? I don't know if you did this, but my sister played basketball. So she loved basketball and she knew all the rules to basketball. But when the girls and boys seasons were out of sync, so she would cheer for the boys. So she would be on the baseline being like, pass the ball! What are you doing? Dave, set a pick. No, it was hilarious. She'd be yelling, rebound, you got to box out. And then they'd be like, okay, all right. A-G-G, yes, it's I-V-E, you got to make that free throw. It was hilarious. And she was so loud that she was literally cheerleading.
I think it's cute you asked if I was part of the basketball team. And I'd have been a 4'8", 4'9", and I'm a real solid player.
In eighth grade, she played with the second graders. Pretty good.
Right.
Played center. Pretty good. So you cheered for a number of years.
Yeah.
And then did you go into high school and cheer?
For 1 year, part of my freshman year, and then that was it.
And then you found the kids by the dumpster and game over.
Oh my gosh.
See you later. Hey, I'm gonna go out here with the burnouts.
My high school had that radio station and ruined my life.
And then she met that guy, Marlboro. Anyway, so. come on.
He was in the bathroom.
And
fine.
Your bud, Light. That's what happened. Were you a cheerleader? 312-233-1019. Let's celebrate the cheerleaders for a moment, because this woman, 97, is back cheerleading. Do we have any cheerleaders in the house that can share their cheer history with Nikki? 312-233-1019.
I always want to hear about the people who went to finals and would travel.
Yeah, state champion cheerleaders.
Yeah, they would do that whole thing. It
was
crazy.
Got the spirit fingers going. You still have your spirit stick? I was never a cheerleader. I was too busy in show choir, so.
Yes.
312-233-1019. Cheerleaders, unite. Maybe you went big. You guys won a big sectional, or you were a competitive cheerleader. You cheered in college. Who went all the way? Are you still a cheerleader? Any Lovables listening? That would count. You're kind of a Palm Squad, but we used to have the Honey Bears, but that went by the wayside with fun. And then, the Bulls do have cheerleaders, and they have the Lovables.
Yeah.
So 312-233-1019. Cheerleaders in the house. We're going to get a look at the roads, and then we're going to find out who, like Nikki, is cheering.
Yeah. Yes, you're probably not cheering for these times. A lot over an hour already, but not totally surprising. What did it say, Wednesday? Yeah.
Yeah, hump day.
We're out. Inbound Eden's 18 minutes, Lake Cook to Montrose. Outbound 24, inbound Kennedy, an hour 40 minutes. O'Hare to downtown, 57 on the reverse. Inbound Eisenhower, an hour 17 minutes, 390 to the old post office. Outbound 55 minutes. Inbound Stevenson, an hour 6 minutes, 355 to DeSabo Lakeshore Drive. On the reverse, 29 minutes there. And then inbound Dan Ryan, 39 minutes from 95th to the interchange. That report is brought to you by the Free Mix app, which is what you need if you want to go see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas. So make sure you have the app ready. It's free. No reason not to have it. Go to the Google Play Store or Apple App Store. Get it there. And then get ready. Listen tomorrow at 7:20 for the first word.
You got to get ready. You got to be out there. You are cheering. You are ready to rock because you are a cheerleader. That's what cheerleaders have to do. Got some cheerleaders on hold right now as we're going to get ready to cheer. Nikki was a cheerleader for the Yellow Jackets. This was back 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you could do the, what was it? The round off back handspring?
Back handsprings, yeah.
So that's a cartwheel and then
cartwheel,
you do a flip?
And you land with both feet and then you flip backwards.
How did you even learn how to do that?
I was a gymnast. I did gymnastics.
And then you like, man, that's crazy. So would you ever just be out and about at the park doing backflips?
Yes. No, I really? Would. It was like wild. A party trick. Yeah, I would do back walkovers, back flips.
Oh
yeah.
My God, you and Benson Boone. Bianca, good morning.
Good morning.
Bianca, you're a cheerleader.
I was, yes.
Okay, and where did you cheer at?
Libertyville High School.
Libertyville, okay. Let's go. Now, what was your role on the cheer squad?
I was a base.
A base, okay. Yeah. So a base is you're the people holding everybody up above you.
Yes.
And you guys are cheering low. You're going, aggressive, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys throw people up in the air? We never did that. We didn't do any of the throwing tosses? People up in the air, the tosses. Did you guys do that?
Oh, yeah. We held people up. We tossed them. They flipped. We caught them.
Really? Okay. And then did you cheer at football games, basketball games, all of them?
Football? The team did, but I only did football. Because they got a concussion.
Oh, while cheering?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch. Okay, watch out.
Dangerous.
You got to be careful out there. Was it when you were trying to catch somebody?
Yeah, so we, it was like right before homecoming and all that, and we had a lot of people out because of concussion, so we to impromptu use a flyer, and he was never a flyer before, and so we threw him up, and he, stepped on my head instead of my arm.
Why was the coach? The coach was like, hey, a few of you guys are out with concussion, so one of you that's never done this before, let's throw you in the air. I got an idea. Youch.
That's pretty much how it went.
Man.
And one more time, what's the Libertyville mascot? What are you guys, the fighting who's?
The Wildcats.
The Wildcats. Ooh, Wildcats.
Yeah, they got a song
about
you.
Yeah, you know, Wildcats really like football. Did you know that, Bianca?
I did not know that.
Now, what do you do in real life now?
I do human resources.
Okay, great. So do you feel that anything you learned as a cheerleader has lent itself to HR?
Yes. You always have to cheer people on.
Oh, look at that.
And you are the base of any organization.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Don't send flyers up there who've never been flyers. No, that's the other lesson. Yeah.
Do you still have your uniform?
I do not. We had to give it back, but I do have our signs. The parents used to use.
Okay, did you get a letter, a varsity letter, a JV letter, anything like that? Do you have those?
Yes, I do have a letter.
Yep. Okay, awesome. Great. Wonderful. Well, here's what you also have. A $100 gift card to Antico Posto, dinner for two.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, see, I got that cheer voice going. Yeah. That's all it took.
Totally.
That's all it took.
You can be aggressive while ordering.
That's right.
Because you have a $100 gift certificate. It's yours. Let us entertain you. Restaurant, a cozy Italian restaurant and wine bar tucked away in Oak Brook Center.
RIGATOINI. I want rigatoni. Give me rigatoni. Did I get it right? I don't think I did.
That's it.
Hey! Go Libertyville!
Football.
It's the sport of kings.
This is Bianca, actually. A lot of people don't know that.
Wildcats.
Football.
Wildcats.
Football.
You're ugly.
Woo!
Cheerleaders Unite. That's how we do it. Oh,
we don't do cheers like that.
You don't?
But it's funny to watch.
Yeah, it is a good time. It makes you feel good, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, never was a cheerleader. Knew a buddy who was a cheerleader in college. He loved it. Ladies loved it. He loved the ladies that loved it. Worked out really well. Here's Shaboozy now on the Morning Mix.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Push stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Since I left, I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord, one. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone put me up a double shot of whiskey. Send on me and Jay Dale's got a hit. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. Got the bottom of a bottle, don't miss me. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Everybody at the bar get tipsy.
The Shaboos right there on the Morning Mix.
So we'll be doing the halftime show, Thanksgiving game.
That's right.
Bears-Lions.
That's right. And then you're going to get Beyonce Christmas Day on a Netflix that will hopefully not be buffering. So get ready for that coming your way. Also coming your way, Tuesday, December 10th, us, the Morning Mix, live on stage at the Beverly Arts Center. Tuesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. We will be live on stage doing our show for you at nighttime. And we're going to record the whole thing and it'll be put out as a custom limited edition novel podcast. It's going to be exciting, so get ready for that. And Sarah Reeves, Mixed New Music Club artist, is going to join us on stage performing live. So be there or be a square. Join us. The Morning Mix live on stage at the Beverly Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now. Text BAC to 312-233-1019 and your $20 ticket is 100% a donation raising money for the Beverly Arts Center School of Fine Arts Scholarship Program, bringing arts to people who need it. Text BAC to 312-233-1019 and we'll see you there.
For the Morning Mix live on stage holiday podcast.
I think Santa feels a little buzz.
Let's go.
It's Chris, Nikki, and Whip. We want to hang with you for the holidays live on stage.
They're letting us out at night.
What?
Tuesday, December 10th, 7:30 p.m. at Beverly Arts Center in Chicago.
A special live one-hour podcast show with a bunch of our Morning Mix features.
Oh, great.
How about a live Whip's holiday hot take?
Yes.
How about a live holiday three style?
Yes. How about a holiday sound check? Maybe a sing-along featuring Mixed New Music Club artist Sarah Reeves. Do you
want Santa's in the North Pole, but we're going to the South Side, baby. The Morning Mix live on stage Tuesday, December 10th.
Powered by Sinus and Snoring MD.
Tickets on sale now at thebeverlyartscenter.com or you can text BAC to 312-233-1019 for a direct link.
100% of proceeds support the Beverly Arts Center School of Fine Arts Scholarship Program.
Merry Christmas!
From today's Friday, 101.9 The Mix.
The Morning Mix.
Get the Morning Mix on the go with the free Mix app, available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. More of the Morning Mix next on today's Variety 101.9 The Mix. Take your family to the best Christmas show of the year, Pentatonix. Hallelujah, it's a Christmas tour. December 12th at Allstate Arena. Pentatonix. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Come celebrate with the Grammy Award-winning favorites. Pentatonix, live.
You've heard me talk about my friend who the whole time I had known him had been the most active person I knew, the one who couldn't do any of his favorite stuff anymore because of nagging pain in his hip. Hey, it's Whip here from the Morning Mix, and because of that pain, my buddy was really upset and down because he felt like he was just bored in the house and wasting all his time while everybody else was out having fun. So I asked him the obvious question, which is why he didn't try to do something about it. His answer, he couldn't afford to take time off of work, he did not want surgery, and he didn't want to go on a bunch of meds, which is exactly why I told him about QC Kinetics, where they use your own body's healing properties to treat the root cause of your pain. And the best part about their cellular regenerative treatments, there's no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. The consultation is free with Saturday appointments available too. Call 312-809-5955. 312-809-5955. Tell them Whip sent you. That's 312-809-5955. QC Kinetics.
When nothing else than perfect will do.
Call 630 Perfect
Home Services.
I'm cold and I'm shivering. I can almost see my breath. My furnace takes too long to heat. I'm upset.
Good news for you, my friend.
We got a very special offer.
Get your furnace all tuned up for just $49.
When nothing else than perfect will do.
Call 630 Perfect
Home Services.
630 Perfect.
For your plumbing and HVAC needs, visit Perfect Home Services. Services.com.
Every tire shop offers Black Friday deals, but only one tire shop has a walking, talking spokes tire that gives you a sale before the sale. Tell them where, Tire Man.
Bell Tire.
That's right. Now through November 27th, take $100 off with rebates at Bell Tire. But why a sale before the Black Friday sale?
Bell Tire.
You said it, Tire Man. Always doing right by our customers is just another way we're changing tires.
Bell Tire.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Paid for by Action Matters. Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls you for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Attention anyone who used Depo Provera or other prescription birth control shots. If you or a loved one used Depo Provera and were later diagnosed with brain tumors or intracranial meningioma, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Text patient to 200-300 right now to see if you qualify. A new study has uncovered evidence linking Depo Provera use to the development of brain tumors, and emerging lawsuits allege that manufacturers of Depo-Provera knew the risks for decades, but failed to warn people of the potential harm. If you or a loved one used Depo-Provera or other prescription birth control shots and were later diagnosed with brain tumors or intracranial meningioma, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Text patient to 200-300. Don't wait. Time to file a claim is limited. Text the word patient to 200-300. If you or a loved one developed brain tumors after using Depo-Provera, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Text patient to 200-300. That's patient to 200-300. Patient to 200-300.
Experience the NFL up north. Egan, Minnesota wants to welcome four lucky fans for an amazing game day experience when the purple and gold face off against your monsters of the Midway. One lucky grand prize winner will receive four tickets to watch the Vikings take on the Windy City Rivals on December 16th at US Bank Stadium. Hotel accommodations, airfare, $100 in Egan restaurant gift cards, and a four-pack to the Vikings Museum. So don't miss out. This contest ends November 30th. Register for your chance to see the Vikings play Chicago on December 16th at gameday.eganmn.com. That's gameday.eganmn.com.
Hey, it's Nikki from The Morning Mix, and for years we talked about replacing some furniture, but every time we would go look, I'll be honest, we ended up in stores that were way too expensive, way out of our price range, or we would end up somewhere where the quality was so bad, you'd sit down and go, yeah, this thing isn't going to last a year. But that totally changed once we stepped into a Steinhoffels. We set a budget, we found some stuff we really liked. We actually got in under budget without sacrificing the quality. In fact, we've had it for a couple of months now. People come over and they compliment it. It's great. It's comfortable. We love it as a family. And it's even easier to go to Steinhoffels now because they have a new one coming to Orland Park in Orland Park Place, 100,000 square foot superstore, so you can go in and actually check out the furniture that you're going to be living with and loving from Steinhoffels. Steinhoffel's, your Chicagoland's furniture and mattress leader. They have something for every style, every budget. They really do. And that's why they're celebrating their 90th anniversary. 100% employee-owned, fourth-generation, family-run business. They know what they're doing. So go visit one of their showrooms, now open in Schaumburg on Gulf Road and on the way to Orland Park and Orland Park Place. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The Mix Studio is powered by ComEd. Visit comed.com/clean.
Oh, no. I may have broken Nikki in here. Nikki played me a meme video on the internet, and I said, wait, what is that from? And she was like, it's from Airplane. And I said, innocently, oh, I've never seen Airplane all the way through.
Oh.
And boy, if I didn't get a wow, did she yell.
I don't even understand.
She's like, you don't even know. You're an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, I really?
Like, what?
Leon's getting larger. Pick the wrong weed to quit sniffing glue. I mean, there's so many things I see.
So sorry.
Shirley, okay. You can't be serious.
Don't call me Shirley.
There you go.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Exactly. So have you ever heard anybody say, please stop calling me Shirley, Chris? And you thought they were just making that up themselves?
Yeah.
Oh,
people ask
God.
Me all the time if I've seen grown men naked, and I don't know. I've seen bits and pieces. I've just never seen the whole thing.
Throw water on your face. You're like, I got a drinking problem. I mean, there's Ted Stryker. Are you kidding me? Dude. Uh-huh. So you've not seen Goodfellas or Airplane? Get out of here.
What?
It seems difficult to believe.
You haven't seen the Power Rangers live action movie from 1999, so stick it in your ear.
I'll watch it. Oh, you know what? Over the break.
No, don't. It sucks.
I'm going to do I will watch that trash.
No,
I will watch that trash.
No.
And I'm going to make you
watch
two legendary movies.
I've seen a lot of movies. I don't know why I have a few blind